Life is what I make it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Life is what I make it. Now, what do I make of my life? Well, one thing, I say that no matter what circumstances I face, I immediately put a cause in motion that all is in divine order. No matter what feelings I have in my body, I immediately say, all is in divine order. No matter what I'm thinking about, I say, I'm thinking about divine order. And lo and behold, that's exactly what I experience. I experience a life of peace, a life of happiness, a life of joy, a life of right action, all going in perfect divine order because I am thinking in perfect divine order. Now, I have the opportunity to think in any direction I want to think. I can think in directions of unhappiness and directions of illness and directions of sadness if I wish. And I will experience those things according to my thinking about them. And as I think about things that are glorious, wonderful, happy, fulfilling, peaceful in every way, then that's what I experience. I live my life in a very beautiful, happy way, and as I live it in a beautiful, happy way, I experience beautiful, happy experiences. When I'm driving, I love to say I am the ideal chauffeur, because I'm telling my body that it is dwelling in the mind of the ideal chauffeur. I'm telling my ideal mind that it is the ideal chauffeur. I'm telling the car that I'm driving that it's being driven by an ideal chauffeur. And I'm alert, alive, awake, enthusiastic about life and joyful about whatever I'm doing. And because I'm alive, alert, and enthusiastic about what I'm doing is done beautifully and wonderfully. All of the time I drive with wisdom, with good judgment, with peace in my mind. And the car runs just perfectly for me. The traffic around me is ideal, and everything is perfect order. I use good wisdom, I use good judgment in how I drive the car, how I maneuver the car, and the car appreciates that, and it runs smoothly and beautifully. Now, there were times when I was driving years ago and I was a little sleepy, and I would just push on and push on and push on and say, I can do it, I can do it. But today I don't do that type of driving. If I feel a little sleepy, I just say, I'm wide awake, alert, enthusiastic about life. I'm filled with joy and power and love. I'm the ideal chauffeur. And for some reason, my body becomes awake. For some reason, my body becomes alert. The sleepiness that I was for a moment is gone totally, and I am driving all the distance I go in an alert mind and alert body. Now, if my body did not respond to that word and I became sleepy, I would certainly stop and take a break and take a snooze. But because I instantly take over my thought of my mind and my body and say, I am the ideal chauffeur, my body says, oh, the ideal chauffeur is wide awake. The ideal chauffeur drives perfectly all the time. The ideal chauffeur makes his passengers feel secure and happy about it. In fact, the passengers don't feel anything. They just are in a happy state of happy frame of mind. And it's wonderful because this is how the principle works. This is how it works in all areas of my life for me. And I know if it works in my life for me in this beautiful, wonderful, dependable way, it will work for anyone else who wants to put the principle into motion for themselves. Now, you might think that this is sort of wishful thinking, but by experience, I have found that it is not wishful thinking, but it is putting a cause in motion and having an effect. because we live in a world of cause and effect. We live in a world that is totally directed by the causes and effects that we have. The causes that we put in motion result in an effect that is equal to the cause. And I say, I'm wide awake, alert, enthusiastic about life. I live in my ideal body. I am the ideal chauffeur. I know all things that are pleasant and beneficial to me. I am that I am. I say these things constantly, aware of myself and aware of who and what I am. And it's a good feeling. It's a very good feeling. But it's a good feeling because I am that feeling, because I live that feeling. And as I live that feeling, I feel just wonderful all the time. And then, while I'm in that state of consciousness, of that good feeling, I turn to all the members of the staff here at the University of Healing Campus. And I bless each one individually, surrounding them with my pure white light of love, knowing that each one is a magnificent being right now, whole and perfect in every way, fulfilled in every desire of their heart. And then I speak of all the students of the University of Healing, and I say, each student right now is enfolded in my pure white light of love. Each student is enjoying the courses of the University of Healing and doing wonderful things with their world. And each of the graduate students, and there are thousands of them all over the world, each of the graduate students are fulfilling the dreams they have in their heart because they're living up to what they believe is their ideal self. They're living up to what they have learned in the courses of the University of Healing, and they feel very delightful, very happy, very harmonious in everything that they do and have done and are doing, because life is a joy for them now, and they live it and love it. And I speak of all the friends and all the people around the world who are associated with the University of Healing in one way or another. And I see how each one is wonderful and beautiful and fulfilled and happy right now. And I know that it is a magnificent feeling for them. It's a magnificent attitude that they have, everyone in the world. And then I like to conclude my wonderful thinking with, now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. And as I conclude my thinking with, now there is peace on earth, and it began with me, I feel content. I feel at one with all in my world, and I feel good. And I know that my world is a world of joy and peace and harmony, and my world is a world of magnificence. And it is my world now, and it is the world that I delight in and that I live, because it is who I am, and I am happy. Join me in this wonderful feeling of bliss, joy, harmony, peace, right action, goodness. Because this is who you are, and this is who I am, and this is who all are, who turn their attention to living in the now, in peace, in harmony, and in joy. Have a wonderful day, and have a wonderful life, and know that every moment of your life is blessed by your words of joy for yourself.